Welcome back home.
Thank you. How y'all doing?
Good. Wake your ass up.
I'm up. I'm ready.
He just got off the red eye.
All right. He sounds sleepy. Sound like his breath stinks.
All right, so, Kev, you got a busy schedule. You, along with the city of Philadelphia, specifically Mayor Nutter, you guys are going around to various schools throughout the school district to chat to the kids, to let the kids know that you were once sitting where they are, and that's why you decided to reach out and help out, right?
Not only that. It's several reasons. I felt like the city was in a time of need, and, you know, I feel like it's good to step up and show kids that, you know, regardless of where I am in my life now, I once sat in the same seat they sat, and, you know, this city made me. So me reaching back is showing them that you got the same opportunity that I had, and it's just time to make the best of it, you know, and you're not alone. You got people like myself that are caring, and hopefully me doing what I'm doing is going to provoke other people to kind of step up and do the same and, you know, kind of help out when they can.
Yo, Kev, that's so funny because yesterday when we reported the story, I was like, I really hope Kevin is starting a trend with other Philadelphia, excuse my language, millionaires or people who are affluent. But I'm scared that you're not. I'm scared you might be by yourself.
Well, if I am, I am. I mean, you know, this isn't something that's going to go away from my standpoint. I bleed Philadelphia. So, you know, there's going to be other ways where I can help. And, you know, this time it's me going in my pocket alone without sponsors, without, you know, I guess you can say other people can jump in and add to it. The next time, I think, because of the attention that this is drawn, I'll get corporate companies to come in and get involved to help me raise money. So this is definitely just the start of something big for me. I'm jumping into that whole philanthropist world. And, you know, for me, doing it here is where I wanted to start. What is going to be, how I'm going to continue to raise money, I don't even know yet. That's why I went in my pocket personally. But it's definitely something that I'm going to take serious and really go full steam ahead with.
I remember back in July when you hosted the Parkway, the Welcome Yes. America.
Yes.
And we were on the air, and I'm like, well, damn, I wonder if Kev going to step up, but this person's going to step up. So, again, you know, just you got my heart smiling, especially yesterday. I looked at Laia and was like, damn, 250? Yeah, Kev.
Yeah, it was one of those things that I did, that after I did it, I was like, oh, wait, too late. Okay, they got it. I gave it. All right.
I knew your ass was going to make a joke out of something.
Hey, shut up, Kev. That ain't nothing. Your next movie, that's like 10 mil easy. That's what's up.
No, man. I'm dead serious. Like, when I say I'm really, really hoping that this sets a light bulb in people's heads, like, that's the main reason for doing it. But if you guys could, like, literally be a fly on the wall in my office and see what we're trying to do and what our plans are to just help the school system out in general. Because, you know, it's sad. I know they're struggling, and I know it's at a point where, you know, the city can only do but so much, you know, because of the debt that they're in. Like, this is when I need to really, really be a voice. And it's funny because I didn't know how. I didn't know how I was going to be a voice or how I could do things to help, because I was having the back of my mind. I'm a comedian. I'm not trying to go out and talk about politics and Republicans, Democrats. I'm not doing that. That's not my lane. And then by accident, I found my lane, which is helping out my city. That's my lane right now, trying to put my city on its back and literally uplift it and show these young kids that I give a damn. And by showing them that I give a damn, hopefully it'll keep their incentives where it's supposed to be to do what they're supposed to do in school and make it out same way I did.
Well, thank you, Kev. Thank you, because I was a little offended. You know, not really offended, but I kind of was that it took an outsider, like a PE, public enemy, when they came here for the Jay-Z situation to come in here and kind of like, you know, I challenged this person. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm like, well, damn, who going to step up? Who going to step up? Who going to be the contender? Who going to be the contender? Then comes Kevin Hart with the Superman cape on, like, yo, I got it. This is my city. I bleed green. Then Kev going to say, you know what? I'm going to do a comedy show, and I'm going to check all these parents while I'm helping their kids. I'm going to be like, you know what? It takes a village, and my little ass ain't going to be that village by my damn self.
Hey, I'm damn sure not, man. But like I said, this is a light bulb. This is a light bulb, and everybody probably did have questions, like you said, about, wow, we got other people coming in and they're doing things for the city. Well, who from my city is going to step up? I don't think that can be said anymore. I think that it can definitely be said that Kevin Hart gives a damn, and that's what I'm standing on. I care.
Yo,
I love my city.
Yo, Kev, do you think we should start like a little Philly celeb commission? Like, because there's so many people. I was saying yesterday, I was like, from Tina Fey to Seth Green to Pink to Will Smith to The Roots to whatever. Like,
no, we have a lot. We have a lot of people, man. We have a lot of people. And, you know, here's the thing. I don't want to speak on you know, the behalf of others, but I know those people care. You know, I know how crazy it gets, and I know how you can be pulled in so many different directions. I mean, I'm a person who's an example of that. I'm pulled in so many different directions, from giving to helping, from doing things for your family, your friends. You know, at the end of the day, a lot of people need, and you can only do but so, you know, with those people, I don't know what's on their plate. But I do know that when the time is right and they feel like, okay, you know what, I can help and I can do, they will. You know, it's not about forcing someone's hand. It's just about making them realize what's going on and allowing them to see the potential of what it can be if we together step up. And that's what this is about right now. It's just literally setting that little teeny light bulb off in people's heads. And, you know, eventually that bulb will grow into a shining bright light. And right now it's just starting with me. But I'm going to get it there.
Y'all, yo, Kev, well, we appreciate you being a little spark. And, yeah, I mean that joke by the joke. and we'll see you when you get here. Yo, don't be a stranger. Keep us up on what's going on.
Well, yo, Kev, are you going to be in town next Friday when the laptops are going to be distributed throughout the schools and rec centers?
I'm not. That's why I had to come in now to do it. I'm filming. I started another production, so I got to work.
That's all right. We'll just take your money. Go ahead.
I love y'all, man. I appreciate the love.
We love you back.
Love you back, little Twigger. Get off the phone. Go watch all that good stuff in a year.